With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another legal win for former President Trump. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to drop the classified documents case against the president-elect. The guns have fallen silent. The rockets no longer fly. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolande Nell says a newly minted Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire is holding so far.
After 13 months of fighting that have gone on in parallel to the Gaza war, this morning there is relative calm across the Israel-Lebanon border. The ceasefire calls for a two-month halt to hostilities and requires Hezbollah to end its armed presence in southern Lebanon. Thousands of Lebanese army troops and UN peacekeepers are due to move there as Israeli soldiers return to their side of the border.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump has rounded out his economic team with two veterans of his first administration.
Trump has chosen international trade attorney Jamison Greer to be his U.S. trade representative and Kevin Hassett as director of the White House National Economic Council. Hassett brings into Trump's administration a major advocate for tax cuts. If confirmed as trade representative, Greer would be responsible for negotiating directly with foreign governments on trade deals and disputes, as well as memberships in international trade bodies such as the World Trade Organization. Norman Hall, Washington.
Determined to hit the ground running, incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan has toured the southern border, accompanied by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Today expected to be the busiest air travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday period. And forecasters warn the weather could complicate travel in the east later this week. Snow is possible in the north, heavy rain elsewhere. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 29 points. NASDAQ futures 66 points lower. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags one last time.
The popular evangelist will hold his final Overseas Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. Graham is teaming up with more than 200 Christian churches in the Mekong Delta to put on the two-day event at Can Tho Stadium. Graham says God loves the people of Vietnam. I look forward to sharing this message of hope, and I'm especially thankful to the leaders of this country for welcoming me back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri court has upheld a new state law that bans sex change operations on children. The state's Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says the ruling makes Missouri the first state to successfully defend such a policy in trial court. Attorneys for the plaintiffs are vowing to appeal. The 2023 statute bans sex change surgeries for anyone under the age of 18. It also prohibits the use of hormones and puberty blockers for minors who had not started those treatments as of August 2023. SRN News. A federal agent stands accused of being among the baddest of the bad apples.
FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia under arrest in Maryland, accused of raping two women he met after promising free tattoos for modeling. Montgomery County Police Assistant Chief Nicholas Augustine says there could be more victims.
During the photo shoot, the victim was sexually assaulted by Valdivia. After this assault, the victim was coerced and threatened with legal action if she did not return to comply with the contract.
Police say the women did not know Valdivia was FBI. He used aliases. Previously, Valdivia was acquitted of attempted murder for shooting a man on a D.C. metro in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
Two Massachusetts communities, Marblehead and Beverly, have reached deals with their striking teachers' unions. It ends the last of three teacher strikes in communities north of Boston. More details at SRNnews.com.